The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
This is, like I said, it's happening right now, so we're going to jump in. President spoke a few minutes ago and laid this out and said if Hamas does not accept this deal, then Israel has the green light to wipe them out. If Hamas rejects the plan, Israel will finish the job. It's a big announcement. It's going to have a lot of ramifications. He's even saying that Iran could potentially join the Abraham Accords. So what we're going to do here is, as we kick off, and we got a big show for you today, we got a lot in store, a lot of local, a lot of national, a lot of stuff around the Jersey gubernatorial race and Mikey Sherrill's lies. Larry Krasner, who went nuts over the weekend on a young reporter in Philadelphia, who'll be joining the show. So we got all that for you, and some very scary news about the guy who's about to run TikTok, Larry Ellison, and how he wants digital surveillance for everybody. So we're going to talk about all that as well. But as we kick off here, the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. Mama Zeoli's in town this week because Bridget is away. So I'm on dad duty and my parents came down to help, thank God. So Mama Zeoli is there to give you that beautiful smile that you, Mama Zeoli recommended Dr. Venaria to us, who's there to give you the beautiful smile. Mama Zeoli does not do smiles, but she does give great dentist recommendations, and she recommended Dr. Mike for our family. So Dr. Mike Venaria. All right, let's jump in here. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is speaking right now. We're going to take it live for you, and then there'll be a lot of questions from the press as well, as you can imagine. They're saying this is the potential now to actually have peace between Israel and Hamas. We'll see if this works. Let's jump in here.
Mr. President, we can re-energize the Abraham Accords that we forged 5 years ago. We can expand them to many more Arab and Muslim nations that choose moderation over extremism. I think there's an opportunity here. It's not going to be easy. It's tough going. But I think if we succeed, you're absolutely right. We're going to open possibilities that nobody even dreamed of. But I think we dream of them. As you've told me, Mr. President, and you've told the world many, many times, you said, remember October 7th. Remember October 7th. And we do. We will never forget the horrors of October 7th. And we will do whatever is necessary to make sure they don't happen again. Since October 7th, Israel's enemies have learned a hard truth. Those who attack us pay a heavy price. But those who partner with us advance progress and security for their peoples. President Trump just said it. It's also in the Bible. It says, those who will bless you will be blessed, and those who will curse you will be cursed. And that's actually what is happening. We want the blessings. I think we've done a lot in the past 2 years to end the curse. We're not finished, but we've done a lot. And we've done a lot together to end the curse. I want to thank your entire team for their efforts to get to this point. I especially want to thank Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner for their indefatigable work to bring Israel and Arab states and the region closer together. I am deeply grateful to both of them for their work. We had a phone call today just to make it clear. I said to the Prime Minister of Qatar, Israel was targeting terrorists, wasn't targeting Qatar. And of course, we regretted the loss of the Qatari citizen, wasn't our target. And I very much appreciate President Trump's proposal to have a trilateral body, the United States, Israel, and Qatar, to work out respective grievances. There are quite a few. But if we could try to mitigate them or put it on a different footing, I think that would be good for everyone. Above all the people, the fine team, and many helpers who've done this, I want to thank you, Mr. President. History has already shown that under your leadership, Israel and America can change the face of the Middle East. And today I'm hopeful that your plan to end the war in Gaza will do so again and do so soon. It will free our hostages end Hamas's tyranny in Gaza, and enable a more secure and prosperous future for the peoples of our region. Thank you, Mr. President. May God bless America. May God bless Israel. May God bless the indispensable alliance between our countries. And may I add, in Hebrew, Gemar Chatima Tova, may we all be inscribed in the Book of Life. Thank you.
The White House, I assume you're going to take some questions here with the President and Prime Minister Netanyahu.
So I think while we wait for these documents to be signed and get everybody in line, I think it maybe is not really appropriate to take questions. I'm meeting as you know, a couple of Democrats in a little while about the country, about keeping our country open. They're going to have to do some things because their ideas are not very good ones. They're very bad for our country. So we'll see how that works out. But this is something that was really historic today. This was something that was amazing. I think, depending on you, I think while we're waiting for signatures and waiting for approvals from a lot of different countries that are involved in this, we probably shouldn't take questions. Or would you like to take a question or two from perhaps a friendly Israeli reporter, if there's such a thing?
That's a very, very tough proposition. But I would think, Mr. President, that I would go by your instinct that this is, we'll have enough time for questions. Let's settle the issue first, I think.
Thank you.
We'll see if they take questions. They're known to call audibles, as you know. There's a lot of members of the press raising their hands. President Netanyahu shaking hands. We'll see if they do, in fact, take questions. We'll see. Doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it. Okay. All right. So that's the that's the big announcement. As we continue with the show here, the president announcing they're very close to a Gaza peace deal. It's now up to Hamas, and it's in Hamas's hands if they do want peace and if peace will be achieved. So there we go. I had my money on them taking questions, but you never know. We will see. Maybe they'll come out for some more. The president was mentioning a government shutdown. That is something they're working on avoiding at the moment. As you can also imagine, right now, that is what everybody else is talking about. But I want to begin with a couple of local stories because they're making national news. One of them involves Mikey Sherrill, who's running for governor of New Jersey, the Democrat, against Jack Cittarelli, our buddy, who we're going to see October 10th for our big rally in Cape May. I'll be doing the show live that day. CapeGOP.com is where you want to go. CapeGOP.com. You got to register. You got to sign up. And the reason why I got to do that is for security. Because we live in crazy times. And we just have to make sure that everybody is registered and ready to go. But it's free. There's no charge. And it's going to be on the North Pier in Wildwood. And it's going to be great. So there's some confusion around Mikey Sherrill and this issue of her military records. And there was this leak of military records, but that has nothing to do with the issue, which is around a cheating scandal at the United States Naval Academy. All right, so let's understand this, because they're trying to conflate the two issues and they're not the same. And this is what I said this morning on America's Newsroom with Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer, solo, by the way. No panel. Nice for a change of pace to be able to have time to actually expand on my thoughts. We talked about New York, and we talked about New Jersey. On New York, very quickly, I'll just mention that Eric Adams dropping out, it's too late to stop Ma'am Donnie. There's no way the LoveGov / nursing home serial killer is going to stop him. Curtis Lee was not dropping out. Even if Curtis Lee drops out, I don't think Cuomo beats Ma'am Dami at this point. I know there's people who think Curtis has a chance. He's very down in the polls right now, but I mean, got a month to go. But it looks like Mamdani's going to win. I mean, I hate to say it. I hope Curtis can pull this out. I really do, for the good of America and the city and everything else. But Eric Adams dropping out, it's too late. And quite frankly, Cuomo is just bad. But there's something else here, and that is that New York is freaking gone. It's nutso gone. It's just gone. And this guy, Zoran Mamdani, he's the face of the Democrat Party now. And this is why Democrats are so worried about this guy, because this is it. This is the future is now. And today, Dana asked me, she said, well, what is it about AOC and all these other Democrats that they were able to see this and they were on the side of him? I said, they always were there. And the Democrat Party would have been there, too. And Bernie Sanders would have got the nomination in 2016 had the Democrat superdelegates not swooped in and stopped him in 2016 and 2020 and 2024, quite frankly, by ensuring that Kamala Harris would be the Democrat nominee, even though not one single Democrat voted for her to be their nominee. So this is where the party is. I mean, the party's nuts. I mean, there's a clip of Bill Maher I'm going to play where he talks about the Democrat Party has to kind of come home on all these issues and find their way back to the center. That's gone. The only question now for Democrats is, depending on if your battle in midterms lies in a primary, well, you're going to have to go left and you're going to have to embrace Mamdani and probably have him come in and campaign for you. And if you've got a real problem in the general election, there's not many Democrat seats that are out there that are like that, where you've got a real battle where it's a swing district. Yeah, then you're probably going to have to try to distance yourself from them. It doesn't inoculate you, though, from getting a primary challenge from somebody on the far left of your party, which is your party now. This is the Democrat Party. This is who they are. This is what they've become. Zoran Mamdani is not a fluke here. He's the Democrat Party. Eric Adams dropping out. Even if Curtis Sliwa were to drop out, he's the Democrat. Even if he loses, he's the Democrat Party now. This is it. Even if Curtis beats him, he's the Democrat Party now. Just a fact. On the Jersey side, a woman who has not distanced herself from Zoran Mamdani, who is the Democrat candidate for Governor Mikey Sherrill, may have cheated at the Naval Academy. Originally, her story was, the reason why she did not walk with her graduating class is that she refused to snitch on her fellow classmates who were involved in this cheating scandal. And, you know, we joked, and I'll give Johnny Cook credit for that. Isn't that a good thing? Jersey, doesn't that help you? You know, you're not a snitch. Well, she's not from Jersey. She's not a real Jersey girl. But that would be one thing, except, does that mean she's not going to snitch on her fellow Democrats who we know are rife with corruption? But then her story changed over the weekend. And it went from, I don't want to snitch, to, well, there was this engineering exam going around, and I may or may not have taken it, thinking it was a practice test, when it turned out to be the real test. What? Huh? Now, the only way to know for sure is for Mikey Sherrill to release her academic records. Her academic and disciplinary records. This is the only way to know for sure whether or not she's a cheater. Whether or not she herself was accused of cheating. The records that were released by the National Archives have nothing to do with this. This story was written by the great writing team over at NJGlobe.com, David Wildstein, and Joey Fox. And they wrote the story on this because they went back and they found the 1994 commencement program from the Naval Academy. And her name was not listed. And they did what Democrat operatives did not do in the primary, which is opposition research. Because if you had done proper opposition research, you would have found this. And then you could have raised the issue in the primary. Now, maybe it wouldn't have mattered. I don't know. But That's the reason why it's coming out now on the edge of October, what you would normally call an October surprise, as early mail-in voting is already underway in Jersey. Somebody released her records regarding her military service, which included her social security number and her parents' address, and rightfully so, that was wrong, and people have denounced it, and Jack Cittarelli is now threatening to sue her for suggesting that he had anything to do with it, and he didn't. And neither did NJ Globe when they wrote the story, because it was not based on that. This is not about Mikey Sherrill's service in the United States Navy. This is about her time as an undergraduate at the Naval Academy and whether or not she's a cheater. And the only way to know is if those academic and disciplinary records are released. And the only person who can release them is Mikey Sherrill. So if she doesn't, what is she hiding? That's the question. That's the question that everybody needs to be asking right now. If she doesn't release them, what is she hiding? So then either she's a person who refused to be a snitch, even though that violates the school's code and everything the school stands for, or she was caught up in this cheating scandal because she cheated, or she's a total dumbass and took an actual exam thinking it was a practice exam. I don't believe that. So then release your academic records and your disciplinary records and show everybody the truth. But for the most part, the media is either confused or acting confused and trying to conflate the two things. And they're not, they're two separate things. And then there's also other people trying to muddy the waters by bringing her husband into this. And he's not running for governor. And whether or not he was caught up in all this, and then neither here nor there. She gave her kids nominations to the service academies because they use her husband's last name. So nobody knew that. Until now. That's also a problem, but that's also a separate issue. The issue regarding her as an undergraduate at the Naval Academy and whether or not she's a cheater, that issue needs to be dealt with. That issue needs to be examined thoroughly, and that issue needs to be answered. And the only person who could answer it is the Democrat candidate for governor, Mikey Sherrill, period. And meanwhile, Jack Cittarelli is going out there, and he's going out there and beating the crap out of Mikey Sherrill over and over and over again for all the issues that she stands for, including energy. And let's understand something, and this is what I said today in Fox News. Along the Jersey Shore, from Monmouth County, Ocean County, Atlanta County, Cape May County, that whole region of the state underperformed for Jack in 2021. Those Republican strongholds did not produce enough Republican votes to get him over the top. So he lost by about 80,000 votes and 400,000 Republicans stayed home. My point today was all these actual Jersey girls and guys who live at the shore in those Republican rich counties of Monmouth County, Ocean County, Atlanta County, Cape May County, they have a choice to make. If they don't come out and vote for Jack, they're going to get the windmills, the massive monstrosity wind turbines. They will come back. They will be there if Mikey Sherrill gets elected governor. I think it's going to have a big issue in this election. I think it's going to be the reason why you're going to see Republican turnout in a big way. And that's why I think Jack has a really strong chance of winning here. So after the show ended today, After the show ended today, and by the way, it was a friggin' nightmare getting up to New York today. Holy cow. 2.5 hours in a car. But show ends, and I went and sat down with somebody and went over the map. The map of New Jersey and looking at all the various places. And Mikey Sherrill's congressional district, it's really interesting when you look at the effect of President Trump. He did better in that district than Kamala Harris did. But Mikey Sherrill still won the district. What does that tell you about this race for governor? It tells me that you got to get those MAGA Republicans out to vote. The ones that only vote for Trump and Trump alone and then don't really vote, they have to turn out in this election. That's why we're doing that rally on October 10th. We're doing that rally on October 10th with people like Scott Pressler and Cliff Maloney and maybe some other surprises. I'll be doing the show live from there. And it is to generate the kind of enthusiasm and support you saw. I took a big red marker and I circled Cape May County, because Cape May County was the epicenter of where President Trump came in for Jeff Van Drew, and you had the biggest rally you ever had. 110,000 people there. Now, a lot of those people were from Pennsylvania, obviously. But we were trying to win Pennsylvania in 2024. We weren't trying to win New Jersey in 2024. You know, people would call up the show and they'd say, I think Trump's got a real chance of winning New York and New Jersey. And I'd say, I don't care. I don't want to spend any money. I don't want to spend any resources. If he wins, great, wonderful bragging rights. But I want every resource focused on Pennsylvania. And that's what I want. And that's, he won. So there was no operation for him, obviously, in New Jersey. But he only lost the state by 5 points. But he won Passaic County, which is a blue county. And he won the congressional district that includes a city called Patterson, which you may have heard of. According to the poll that came out today by Matt Rooney and Save Jersey, Jack has a lead with Latino voters and Hispanic voters. This is a trend we've been seeing now with Republicans across the board, starting with President Trump. Mikey, Sherrill's winning with black voters, but not by a lot. Not enough to overcome that gap. This race is going to come down to turnout and trying to get those Trump voters out. If they turn out for Jack, Jack wins. If they stay home, he doesn't. Mikey Sherrill has a major deficit going into this race. And the deficit is the Democrat organization is not solidly behind her. They're not working to help her get out. There's an enthusiasm gap for her, big time. But it's still a state that outnumbers Republicans by about 800,000. So this race really comes down to getting that Republican turnout out and those Republican voters who stayed home in 2021. Why'd they stay home? At the polls. It's it. It comes down to the polls. I've told you this story, so forgive me for repeating myself, but I know it's a long show and people tune in and out. In 2021, it's Halloween weekend. I was at an event for the kids, pumpkins and hay rides and haunted ghosts and goblins. A real smart friend of mine who works in finance said, Murphy, His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable has a 99.9% chance of winning based on the polls. And I said, the polls are wrong. These polls are wrong. But a lot of Republicans thought the same thing and stayed home. But the other factor is, and we saw this in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, last year in that special election, or this year, there is a certain amount of Republicans that only turn out, whether they're Republicans or they're independents or whatever they are, they vote for Trump and nobody else. Getting them out is the pathway to victory. But the wind turbine, the massive monstrosities that will destroy the Jersey Shore, that issue is going to matter to voters in Monmouth, Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties up and down the Jersey Shore. Big way. They don't want these things. And those are some of the core Republican counties. Those are some of the core counties for GOP turnout. They're solid red. But Monmouth County went a little bit kind of like soft red in 2021. You get that beaming red. You get those other counties beaming red. That's why we're doing this rally in Cape May. And then you get the Republican turnout in the other strongholds. And then you suppress Democrat vote by legal means, of course. But you just suppress them by the fact you're not excited about this terrible candidate you have in Mikey Sherrill. And there's your pathway to victory for Jack. So the question that I was asked today was, does it help or hurt to have President Trump involved in this race? I'll give you the answer I gave upon my return. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Big show for you today. We got a lot going on. As the president announced, they are very close to a Gaza peace deal. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Great to have you with us today as we are kicking off another week here. We got a lot going on. As you can imagine, we're going to get into a lot of different things locally and nationally for you today. But I'd say in thinking about the question of whether or not President Trump coming in helps or hurts Jack Cittirelli, the answer lies in the numbers. The numbers speak for themselves. So I looked up and down. On the one hand, you could argue that there are people in the suburbs who just hate Trump, and they just, his mere presence will just keep them away. But they don't like Mikey Sherrill, so they might vote for Jack Chitarelli. If Jack is too close to Trump, though, they may not. Nah, I don't buy that. The reason why I don't buy that is because Mikey Sherrill is trying very hard to link Jack to the race. That's what she's trying to do, link Trump to Jack. That's what she's trying, and that is going out there. So if that's the issue, then that's the issue. Trump comes in, though, and he excites the MAGA base. He excites the base. He gets the Republicans excited, and they turn out in big numbers for Jack, and he overcomes that threshold, and he wins because there's the enthusiasm gap the Democrats have that just, quite frankly, she can't get away from. She just can't get away from. They just don't like her. They don't like her. So, you know, that's the issue. As far as I can tell, as far as I can see it, that is what I think is absolutely the issue going into this race. No doubt about it. And I think that the more that you can have somebody turn around and you can have that person go in and excite people, the more that you will have a chance of Jack Chitarelli winning. I really believe that. I really believe it comes down to that. I really believe it comes down to that in every way, shape, and form. Turnout and enthusiasm. Turnout and enthusiasm. If there's turnout for Jack and enthusiasm for Jack, he wins. Because you overcome the lack of enthusiasm for Mikey Sherrill. Because let's face it, there just isn't any. There just isn't. And that is a fact. We can't escape. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli if you'd like to weigh in. We have a lot of great stuff for you today, as I mentioned, but I want you to join us for our Politics and Pints with Jack Carr, the other Jack, Navy SEAL Jack. I started reading his book, Cry Havoc, and it's awesome. Cry Havoc is an awesome book. You will love it. Absolutely, 100%. It's really gripping. I mean, from like page number one with a battle in Vietnam and you just get caught for a ride right there. It's fantastic. It really is. It's great. Some audio for you that I wanted to share with you. First of all, I don't know if you have followed what happened with Larry Krasner over the weekend, but we're going to have those guys on the show. We're going to have Frankie on the show. He confronted Krasner over the weekend, and Krasner lost his freaking mind and started yelling fascist and started yelling Nazi and started yelling all these other things that... exactly what you would expect from a guy like Larry Krasner, the district attorney of Philadelphia. Instead of toning down the rhetoric, ratcheting it up with the F word and the N word, fascist, Nazi, over and over again. But I want to begin with cut number five, if we could cue that up. Bill Maher, as I tell you that Democrats have lost their freaking mind and Democrats are in no way, shape, or form the party that is mainstream in any way, Bill Maher calls them out for this, but here's the problem. You can't fix crazy. You can't bring this party back. He's acting like all the Democrats have to do is just come back to the center on these issues. I don't think that's possible. So here's what he said over the weekend, cut number five.
The basic problem we have in America is conservatives think the liberals are insane, and they're not completely wrong. Now, I don't think most liberals are insane, but neither do they make it clear they disapprove of the ones who are. And their cowardice in not marginalizing their own crazies has been their downfall. I couldn't get Neil deGrasse Tyson, a genius scientist and preeminent scientific voice in the media, to agree that it was ridiculous for Scientific American and The Atlantic to be claiming that separating sports by sex doesn't make sense. Yes, it does. Actually, it makes perfect sense. And it's obvious that it does. And there's a lot of stuff like that on the left. And when conservatives see it, they say, I'm sorry, we're just not going to go along with reinventing society, often pointlessly, even if we have to cancel democracy to do it. That's what they're saying. They see gender is only a construct and sex is assigned at birth, and they say, we're not doing that. Transing kids by self-diagnosis with no age limit, no parental notification, and no acknowledgement of social contagion, not doing it. Asylum now covers any reason for anyone to come to America, not doing it. Homelessness is a lifestyle. Natural immunity doesn't count anymore. Whiteness is toxic. Penises in women's prisons. Welcoming the intifada. We're not doing it. And so, folks, if we are ever going to get back to the old America, that's got to be the Democrats' part of the bargain.
Let me pause
coming
it right
up
there.
With radical...
You're not going to get Democrats to go along with that. Okay, and I'll tell you the reason why. Zoram Mamdani, AOC, all these other people, this is your Democrat Party now. If they stop going along with the crazy, like Bill Maher says, guess what happens? They get a primary challenge. They get a battle on their left. So he's not wrong. They should denounce the crazy. Are they going to? No! Because of exactly what I just told you. Then the left comes after them. I'll prove that to you in just a second, but let's keep this clip rolling for another minute here.
Old America, that's got to be the Democrats' part of the bargain. Stop coming up with radically new and often terrible ideas, and then in the next breath, insist there be no debate about any of it. That if you don't see it right away and go along, you're bad, stupid, and deplorable. As if you were saying, duh, 2 + 2 = 5, isn't that obvious? Yeah, it's obvious you can't add. You can't just say math is racist, queers for Palestine, looting is cool, healthy at any weight. If the men's football team played the women's team, it would be a tie. You can't just say you can, but it doesn't make it true because you're not Harry Potter.
All right, thank you for that. But there's a Democrat who will. There's a Democrat who will say those things and will challenge you in a primary. I mean, I've said this to you. I've said that you need to, what the Democrat Party needs to do is they need to throw these people out of the party, but they can't for the reason I just said. It's the AOC problem. So John Fetterman came out over the weekend and said, stop calling your opponents Nazis. Stop calling them fascists. Let's cue up cut number 8. John Fetterman comes out and says, stop calling the people you disagree with Nazis, Trump supporters Nazis. Stop calling them fascists. As he's saying this, Larry Krasner is literally doing just that in the city of Philadelphia. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said this in response to John Fetterman and his idea to say, stop calling people you disagree with Nazis. Cut number 8.
You mind if I ask you about what John Fetterman is saying? He's saying that Democrats should not be comparing any more Republicans or Trump supporters to Nazis or Adolf Hitler. What do you think about that after Charlie Kirk shooting?
You know, I think he's entitled to his opinion.
I think he's entitled to his opinion. Really? I think he's entitled to his opinion. You know what that means? We're going to keep calling him Nazis and fascists. That's what that means. Translation, we're going to keep calling them fascists and Nazis. That's what that means. So that's what I mean. You can go out there and act like, yeah, we're going to be mainstream. The Democrat Party is going to be mainstream. Oh, yeah. Sure, go for it. There's no avenue for centrism in the Democrat Party right now. They want to pretend there is. But then you have that problem. So how is it that AOC and all these other people saw Mamdani? They always saw him. That's who the Democrat Party is. Bernie Sanders would have been the nominee in 2016. Had the superdelegates not swooped in and stopped them, a socialist would have been the nominee of the Democrat Party. In 2020, had Joe Biden not, had they not coalesced around Biden and got all the Democrats except for America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, to drop out to be a buffer to Bernie, Bernie Sanders would have been the nominee. A socialist would have been the nominee of the Democrat Party. This is a party that has gone down the road of socialism. This is a party that is socialist. Let's stop acting like they are the weird company that's come to visit. Let's stop acting like these Democrats are the ones who are just popping in. And then when they leave, it goes back to normal. This is not your crazy in-laws visiting for Thanksgiving. If anything, if you had reasonable sounding centrist in-laws, they would be the ones who'd be considered the crazy ones dropping in for a visit. This is the reality here. I don't know if the Democrats will face that. But if you think that there's any way to stop Zoram Mamdani, Curtis Lee was at 13%. Even if he drops out and Cuomo picks up that 13, he still loses. And I don't think Curtis should drop out. I think Curtis should keep going. I think Curtis should fight like hell. Give people a binary choice and see what happens. But it's like what President Trump said on Truth Social today. You might as well not even bother voting for the guy, because if he wins, New York's not getting any money. That's the bottom line. Let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends over there. 10% off discount for each and every one of my listeners. All you got to do is tell them I sent you. That's right. Tell them I sent you, and you will get 10% off. Because I'm telling you right now, you want your home to look beautiful. 10% off of roofing with American-made Owens Corning roofing products. And since Emmons is Owens Corning Platinum certified, that means you're going to have a lifetime warranty on that roof. Lifetime warranty. That's right. Transferable to the next owner. Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And yes, they remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in my old house. Did a fantastic job. In fact, I was so impressed with the work. They're going to remodel the kids' bathroom in our new house, because I want to bring it up to modern standards, and Emmons can do that for you. And sometimes they can do it even in a day. That's right. Your home will not only look more beautiful from the curb, you're going to have protection and peace of mind as we get into the winter months. I know summer like out right now. This weekend was absolutely gorgeous, maybe a little hot. But before you know it, that snow is going to be falling. Ice is going to be here and cold nights. So how is that roof doing? Do you have a Jersey Shore house? Get Emmons to get you a free estimate. Have them take a look. Look, they'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, but if you do, you will get the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. So go there today and take a look. EmmonsRoofing.com. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The crazies in the Democrat Party, it's a real problem for them. Meanwhile, Curtis Lee was just on with Martha McCallum. He's not dropping out of the race. He's going full bore. I don't think it matters if he does drop out of the race. I still don't think Cuomo wins. I don't think so. So you might as well go mano a mano and see if you can convince people that going with a Republican in a whacked out city like New York works. Look, it's nothing personal against Curtis. I like Curtis. I've known Curtis a long time. I think he'd be a billion, gajillion, quadrillion times better. I just think the city is hopeless. I do. I hate to say it. Just do. But I admire the guy's fight. Fight. Fight like hell. Don't give up. Fight hard. And don't stop. But I think the city's freaking hopeless. It's become a lefty sewer, and they don't like Cuomo. And this is the other point I said today. Democrats' choice now is you get this commie or a guy who killed people in nursing homes and resigned in disgrace with multiple sex scandals. I mean, that's your choice for Democrats? City's toast. It's toast. And I think Curtis, I am not one of those people that's sitting here being like, Curtis Sliwa should drop out. Nah, fight. What the hell? I just don't think it matters if he does. I don't think if he drops out that Cuomo's going to win. I don't think the numbers are there. I think there are people that if Curtis Sliwa drops out, will just not vote. They're not going to automatically go to Cuomo anyway. But besides, this is a moot point. The guy doesn't want to go anywhere. He's going to keep running. So, you know, I mean, it's just there are times when you have to acknowledge the fall of great American cities. San Francisco fell a long time ago. New York probably fell a long time ago, too. Honestly, de Blasio, I think we forget that New York elected a commie lunatic in Bill de Blasio. This is not like a one-off. It's a long time ago when Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York City. That was a long, long time ago. Even Bloomberg, who by today's standards seems like a lefty, but to the standards of Mandami seems like a complete centrist, center-right country club Republican compared to Mamdani. So I don't think it's adequate to say that the city is falling now. De Blasio was a lunatic. The guy was a total commie. The cops hated the guy. He was a defund the police guy. He was a tyrant during COVID. The city's just gone. I don't know. I mean, and maybe that's what has to happen. It's kind of reminds me of the League of Shadows from Batman Begins. You know, you got to. Sometimes these cities have to fall if they can rebuild. I don't know. I just know that the voters seem to get what they vote for. They voted for Krasner twice. I'm going to get back. You're going to hear me talk to a couple guys who confronted him over the weekend and got called fascist and Nazi and told that this is they love Adolf Hitler. And you know what I mean? It's like some places are just beyond saving and they have to just hit rock bottom. It's like your drunk cousin. You know, it's like, I don't know, until something really bad happens. Sometimes people, they don't wake up. You know, you hope nothing bad happens to them, but at the same time, if they don't hit rock bottom, maybe then they will never, ever see how bad it is. You know what I mean? So, Jack Carr coming October 13th. It's going to be a great time. I really hope you'll join us for that. Tickets are going fast, though, for our Politics and Pints. So I want to make sure you do join us. Just go to 1210WPHG.com right now and get your tickets. If you don't, you're going to miss it. And you're going to be bummed, really bummed, that you missed out on seeing Jack Carr, the man himself, the man, the myth, the legend. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a great time. I love hanging with Jack. You know why I love hanging with Jack? Because we talk about other things besides just his book. We talk about the state of the world. We talk about the military. We'll talk about the peace deal, the potential peace deal with Israel and Hamas and Gaza. And we'll have conversations about the Secretary of War versus Secretary of Defense, what all that means. All these things will be a lot of fun for us to have conversations about. And Jack loves taking questions, loves it. He loves to take questions from the audience. So he'll be excited to hear what you have to say. He'll be excited to answer your questions, too. So I'm going to tell you about some of the great deals they have at Tri-County Auto. The Drive into Fall sales event happening right now at Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Right now, you can get an ultra-low payment lease on the new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4xe for only $349 a month for 42 months. Or check out a new 2024 Dodge Hornet RT. At least that baby for just $179 a month for 24 months. But you got to hurry in. These offers won't last long. Tri-County Auto is right off of Route 422. Easy to get to. Limerick, King of Prussia, Pottstown, Mainline, everywhere. Easy to get to from everywhere. And you'll love it. You'll love going to see them. You'll love the experience. You'll love the fact that they stand with our veterans. They take great care of everybody. They stand with our show. They're our official car show sponsor. That means a lot to me. It should mean a lot to you as well. Tri-County Auto, tricounty.com. If you're interested in a Toyota, they've got great deals on Toyota as well. And more Toyotas are made right here in the United States of America. For example, you can lease a new 2025 RAV4. You can lease that for $289 a month for 36 months. Or get great great financing, 4.75% financing for 60 months. You just got to really go online to see all the specials or just stop by. You're not going to get any pressure. Go say hello. Thank them for sponsoring the show. See the gigantic American flag between the two dealerships. And thank them for all their great support of the veterans, because that's actually how I met them, was through their incredible support of the Travis Mannion Foundation. TriCounty.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.